We've talked legacy. We've talked about the passing of Elfriede Schmidt, who I did not have the pleasure of knowing. But such a, everybody I've talked to has nothing but kind, nice things. And that's what you want, right? When you're 97 years old and your time is done in this realm, and people still talk nicely about you and talk about your personality and what you did. And when you have a name like the Hat Lady, that's kind of cool too. Joining us now, Executive Director, South Lansing Commercial Development Association, Kathy Dunbar, former city council member as well, and someone who had a chance to know Elfriede. Kathy, hey, welcome to your morning wake up. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
You kind of want that, don't you? As a person, we all should be striving to leave some sort of a positive legacy. But everyone I've talked to, Elfriede Schmidt, she was. Would you say that she was Lansing? I mean, she embodied Lansing.
She really did. She really did. She was such an amazing person. Anybody who had the pleasure of knowing her was better for it. And I gotta tell you, I said this yesterday when somebody asked me. We were so opposite. We're absolutely opposite. She was this tiny woman. She was a Republican matriarch. She was proper. She was well coiffed. She was always in the hats. She was dressed to the nines. I'm a thrift store girl with a nose ring. A very, very liberal Democrat. We were so polar opposite in so many ways, but we connected at the heart level in such a way that it didn't matter. None of that mattered. We both cared about the community, and she saw past all of that. She called me her bohemian friend, and I was so honored to be that bohemian friend. She did. She did not care about any of those trappings. If your heart was in the community, she could connect with you. And it was, she was an amazing woman.
Across the United States of America, you wonder how many of your type of stories there are where polar opposites, politically anyway, but we all breathe the same air. And so, you wonder, how many of these small stories like this, although they're big locally, they're small in the large picture? What I'm getting at is, we need more stories like this, don't we?
They matter, and they matter. But that's not. But see, okay, so you're different. You're the local talk guy, so you get to tell these stories. But on the national platform, major media doesn't thrive on this.
No, it's not sexy.
Major media thrives on the polarization.
Yeah,
so. No, this is the heart of it. I got a place up in the tip of the thumb. Let me tell you, the drive up the thumb. The signage on the side of the road up there is not looking like go Biden.
Yeah, they're not welcoming you, I guess. Right? Is that what you're thinking?
but when you connect with people, again at the heart level, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're there. Like for the benefit of the community and people, and you get rid of those trappings. I mean, she was wonderful. She was absolutely wonderful. And I want to tell this story because everybody knows her for her hats, right?
Yeah.
And she had a hat for every occasion, and she had a hat that matched every person in the shoes. And she had, it was accessorized. It was a science. It was a science, and I knew that I was in with Elfriede when I got a tour of the hat room, and she called it the closet. It was a closet, but it was actually a bedroom. It was an entire bedroom on the second floor of her house, and every hat was coded. It had tags. It was matched with the scarves and the shoes and the purses. It was a science, and it was incredible. And what an interesting little thing to be known for. But I joked with Sherry Jones when we were speaking just recently about this, and I said, I bet you she lobbied St. Peter to keep a hat instead of a halo.
Isn't that something? That's a good quote right there. Oh, man. Hats and you write a book, Hats and Halos or something like that.
Yeah.
Talking with Kathy Dunbar about the passing of Elfriede Schmidt, 97. But still, I mean, vibrant really up until her passing, from what I understand.
She really was. You know, I run the South Lansing Community Development Association, and we have farmers markets, and we do winter markets. And yeah. Our winter markets were at the Alfreda Schmidt Southside Community Center. And just as I think it was in December, it was in December, Jim and Pam, her kids, brought her. She was shopping. She was in the hat. She was dressed, you know, and a lot of my vendors met her for the first time there. And they were like, what a lovely, amazing person. I'm like, that's who this center is named after. And they thought, how amazing is it, one, to have something named after you, to have a legacy while you're still living, because that's an amazing honor. But then she's like just walking around shopping and, you know, just hanging out in a place that's named after her. And
that's
amazing.
And you don't go through life, and people like her never go through life thinking, well, I got to get something named after me. It just happens, right? If you go after that, if you go after a bridge named after you or something, you're in the wrong mode, that you're doing the wrong thing. But Kathy, let me ask you this. Did she ever tell you how she got into all the hats? That's been such a curious question for me.
You know, I don't know. I know that it was always a joke. Was Lucille Beelen was also into hats, and they were both on the, I think they were both on the city council at the same time, and so they were known as the Hat Ladies, and that was another thing that we were joking about, is that like Lucille was up there with the hats and met her at the gate and all this. You know, I don't know. I know that the hats were. She was very serious about them. You had to put the hat on by the brim. You didn't hold the hat by the cap of the hat. Like, she had this whole system with the hats. It was they were stored correctly. They were labeled correctly. They were worn correctly. And even baseball caps. The woman made a baseball cap look good, like really good. Yeah, and she never left the house without them. You almost never saw her without them. In fact, I would go over there sometimes, and she was rarely in a pair of jeans, and if she was, it was probably ironed with a seam down the front. You know, she was always dressed really well.
Not to focus on the fashion, because I mean, obviously, she was, you know, so much more than that. Alfreda Schmidt, the Hat Lady, but. We've lost a certain amount of that decorum. I think it's a pet peeve of mine, the culture of casual. We've casualized everything so much. There is something to be said about formality.
There is. Now, you're talking to the wrong person about that. So
I know.
I recognize it. I see the value in it. Of course, it's just not my persona, but it was her persona. And she was the kind of person who would dress up to go to the movies.
I love it.
You know,
I love it. Kathy, we're up on time. I hate to catch up. We're up on time. I want to talk again about so many things, but we'll stay in touch. Kathy Dunbar, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Please do. All right. Awesome. Have a great day.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
1320 WILS News on the way next.